Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hillman. Good evening, everyone. This is Jennifer Hillman, and I apologize for the delay. We're fixing some technical glitches on my end, so I do apologize for that. I have Christine on the line. I do want to wish her a happy 50th birthday. Her birthday was yesterday. Christine, are you there?
Thank you.
How are you doing?
In numerology, I'm 5.
Hey, freedom. Right on. It's freedom. It's the year of freedom.
So, you are taking calls tonight?
I am taking calls.
I am
definitely.
I have a question.
Okay,
I went to see a doctor today, and my insurance isn't going to cover it, and there's a $2,000 deductible on what, you know, they're not going to cover all of it. Just like there's 60 visits, but they will only pay for 20, and then there's also a $2,000 deductible. So we set up a payment plan of $150 a month because I want to get these treatments.
Right.
Do you have any feedback on that?
Exactly on what?
Just yes,
on the
no.
treatment?
Yeah.
I do see that the treatments are going to be very good for you. The other thing I'm getting that Spirit wants me to tell you is how much your self-confidence has improved. And that's helping your health more than anything.
That's awesome.
You are becoming your own person, and you're really blossoming into your true self. And they do congratulate you for all the work that you're doing and all the support you give to other people. You really help a lot of people, and you don't give yourself enough credit. You're very humble, and that's great. You're awesome. You've helped me personally many times. And I consider you a very good friend. Spirit wants you to kind of pat yourself on the back.
Just did it. Thank you, Spirit.
Yes, I can hear it. She literally did.
Okay, so I am going to proceed forward with it's sort of like a physical therapy.
Right.
And helping me align my spine. The other thing is, today I had my palm read from Carol Blonder's network luncheon today, and the palm of she's really very, very good in teaching us a lot of stuff. But she showed on my palm that I was clairvoyant, and I got to tell you, I'm not a clairvoyant where I could say I'm a clairvoyant. I'm a clairvoyant like Gilligan is on Gilligan's Island. It just happens in. Sometimes I don't even know it's happening. People get it. Like, they'll say, oh, my God, thank you. And I'm like, okay. You know, and I had no clue I was doing it.
You know, I do get you more claircognant.
Claircognant. Okay.
You are very clairvoyant. You might not know it, but you are. But if you just all of a sudden know it and you don't know why or how or anything, that's claircognant. That's
that
just an inner knowing, and it's just... It strikes you very quickly and out of the blue, and you're going, I don't know, but I'm saying this.
I always thought that was knowledge from past lives.
It's an inner knowing.
Yeah. So then I was reading, you know, because of what was said today, I was reading, like, the definition of clairvoyant, you know, and they said clair vision, and then they were calling, like, clairvoyant. Clairsentience or something like that, where you...
It's clairsentient.
Yeah, where it's that you just feel it.
Feel it, yeah.
Then I was on the internet, you know, searching it, and it says it's the DNA release. So through this process of having the DNA released, do you only need to do that one time, or do you need to have treatments on something like that?
The more you use your abilities, the stronger they get. So like for me, I've always had this connection. I didn't quite understand it, but I really kind of owned it after I took my first Reiki session.
Okay.
And my first Reiki ritual in Reiki 1 to be the master, it opened me up completely.
So
I mean,
I need to own it.
Yeah, own it. Don't be afraid of it. Don't question it. And that is the toughest and the best thing you can do for yourself is trust your intuition. It never does you wrong. Not ever. More people get in the way in not trusting their intuition, and that's what messes them up. The other thing is discernment, kind of understanding and translating what, you know, they don't always show you, okay, do A, B, and C, and they don't always show you the steps, or they don't always tell you the steps directly of what to do, and it's your interpretation and your translation of what they're telling you and what you're seeing, and that could be what stands in your way. Is if they're saying you're supposed to go straight and you think they're saying go left, and you go left and it's not straight, so it screws you up. So that's something else you got to learn, is really asking for very direct, clear, in your face, no way I can screw it up answers. And the more you ask them to be more blunt and more direct, the clearer they will be.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they like to play with you.
I am, you know, I am a Christian, so
yes.
How can I blend this in to my Christian faith?
It's just like praying. Praying for the vision to serve God in the highest power. And to serve humanity in the highest power.
And trust God completely that what is being done by the highest good.
Yeah, and that's is something that people also have to understand, is you really need to say that and give that intention that it is for the highest good, and understand what you want and what you desire might not be best for everybody around. So if you don't get it, don't get angry, don't be disappointed, just understand something better and more in line to help humanity is coming in. I'm running into a lot of people who didn't get what they wanted, so now they're pissed at the universe.
Yeah, and because they weren't clear.
And
I actually can share
it on both sides.
they weren't
direct. That or else they wanted it a certain way.
Right.
And if it wasn't that direct way, then they get upset. I am one of those people. I used to get very mad because I didn't get what I want. And then I finally realized they all give it to me. It's just in a form that was much different than I was perceiving.
Right.
But
the
I actually...
The other thing is we can't demand it. Something
no.
about being like wanty, greedy, and throwing that tantrum. You know, it's just not going to be given to you. You just have to let it go. Write it, vision it, and then let it go, release it, and allow it to happen.
Write it, say it,
yeah.
You know, visualize it, let it go.
Correct.
And the more you understand and the more you really, literally let it go, because a lot of people think they've let it go, but they haven't. And
right.
It's just like, the sooner you forget about what you want, the sooner it's right in your face going, oh, here it is.
That's correct. In fact, that's the truth. When you truly forget about it, that's when it happens.
Mm-hmm.
Every single time, at least for me.
And for me as well.
I mean, I would be completely forgotten consciously about it. And maybe it's 18 months down the road and it's like, whoa. And then it reminded me of when I wanted that.
Right. And they kind of remind you. It's like, this is what you wanted, right?
Yeah, you know, it puts me on my knees.
It does. It is really amazing when they actually give you what you want. in exactly the way you wanted it to. Yeah. It's just like, wow, this is so
cool. And that's why we call it expect a miracle.
Right.
That's what I call a miracle, prayer answered. And as Kelsey says, the universe always over-delivers.
Yes.
So it's all good stuff. Okay, I am going to call that doctor tomorrow and set up the payment plan and begin that process. And then also I'm going to Colorado in June, and I don't know if I should stay 2 weeks or a month.
I get a month.
Okay. Okay.
I got a month before you even set a time.
Oh, funny. And then the lady told me that I was going to travel a lot. That's crazy because, you know me, I don't like to leave my house. And then she said, I'm going to travel and I'm going to stay there for a long time. And I went, okay. And I really wanted clarification on that. It's like, am I going to go to, like, the Mediterranean and stay on the sea border?
See, when you said that, I thought of Colorado when you're staying a month.
I know, I did too, but I...
Yes, you are.
That's a lot. I want to go to Rocky Point. But now I'm scared to go to Mexico, so I won't go to Mexico. But you know what I mean. It's like, oh,
yes.
Okay. I'll go stay
you're
by the ocean.
You're thinking of something a little more exotic than Colorado. To have a little more of an excitement and a little more of an adventure.
Right, right.
But you truly love your family up there, so you're going to have a great time, and it's a great rest. And I still see you working up there, but it's actually going to do your body, your physical body, some good.
Well, I just posted something on Twitter, just because I was doing my search on all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, now I've got to find it. It's already been moved. Where'd it go? How funny. Pretty much Joan of Arc, who was the woman warrior for God.
Right.
She was a clairvoyant.
Yes, she was.
And she could see future events. And then, of course, she heard voices in her head, which was,
clairaudient.
Right, God or Saint Michael,
right,
and stuff like that. And then, you know, I have two friends that are, were nuns, no longer nuns now, but a lot of the nuns were energy workers.
Yes.
And healers. So it was all good stuff. I've been doing my homework. But anyways, do you have a question for me? Maybe I can do something for you.
If you want to say something, that's fine. I have no direct questions right now.
Well, how's your music business going?
It's I'm getting more and more information on it.
Okay.
So you see me doing more with the music.
And how do people reach you when you're not hosting a radio show?
The best way is through my website, angelsintuition.com. You're always good for those plugs, Chris. And there's a lot of information in there. It's a way
I know. Shameless self-promote.
Yes, you're all about promotion.
So are you following can I throw my Twitter site out there?
Sure.
If you want to meet me, go to twitter.com, wolfeagle, W-O-L-F. E-A-G-L-E, and then you'll get to see my mug. But, I really wanted to know about that doctor. It's just going to be a really big expense, and I was 95% sure I was going to do it, but hearing you say, yeah, do it, then I won't be wasting my money.
No. You need to believe that it's going to do something, or else it is going to be a waste of money.
Well, yeah, it's just because my insurance won't pay for it. It's going to be out of pocket.
I understand that, but
I mean,
if you're not taking care of yourself before others, then you're no good to others. And we need you here to help promote us, Chris. So take care of yourself.
I will. And I am going to hang up, darling. And thank you for allowing me to call it.
Oh, thank you, and happy birthday again.
Thank you. 50 plus one day at 8:29. So, it's good.
Very cool.
Yeah. Okay. Hasta.
Hasta.
Bye.
Bye. Now, there is a lot of ways to connect to somebody else that listens quite often. It suggested I talk about how to connect to your guides and really hear them. And everybody does. It's everybody's slightly different. And it's like Chris was mentioning about being clairvoyant or clairaudient or clairascendant. Again, clairvoyant is clairseeing, and it is seeing a vision. Or even if something catches your eye and you don't know why, you just keep staring at it. Pay attention and look at it. Observe it. There's a message there. Sometimes you might not understand what you're seeing, but there's something there. Hello, this is Jen.
Hello, this is Jackie from California.
Hi, Jackie. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. A good friend of mine just went through some major surgery today, so I'm a little upset, but I think she's going to pull through.
What's your friend's first name?
Alice.
Alice?
Mm-hmm.
She's going to be fine. There is a slight chance of an infection after the surgery.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to catch it, and I see her being fine. But I do see her with a fever.
Okay.
But it's just a slight infection, and they will catch it.
Okay.
So nothing serious, nothing really too horrible. Just know she's okay, because she really is.
Okay, that's wonderful news. I went to see our little community had a psychic fair this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to see a reader.
Yes.
And she couldn't read me. She said that nothing was coming up.
That happens. That happens. And are you wondering why she couldn't read you?
Yes.
A lot of times there are certain energies that just don't translate. And sometimes the reader just isn't getting the information. And it just means that wasn't the right reader for you.
Mm.
It's nothing against the reader. It's mm-hmm. just they didn't want to talk through her. She wasn't the right person for you. That's it.
Okay.
I hope she gave you money back.
Well, she read my daughter through me.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And so she spent like 20 minutes talking about my daughter, and I said, well, do you see anything going on with me? And she said, no, I can't read you. I don't see anything. So I didn't really know how to take that.
I really am not getting that it is a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
What questions do you have about it?
Well,
I know you have concerns because I feel you're worried about something about you. What's your question?
Well, today I'm worried about my dear friend, but I'm just kind of worried where my next step should be in terms of my healing arts or, you know, what I should be doing. I'm retired, and I have some things that I do, but I'm kind of in a pause right now and
mm-hmm.
trying to figure out what I want to do next, basically.
And a lot of people are on pause, and you're not alone in that.
Mm-hmm.
And I do get that, again, I get you as being very clairvoyant
mm-hmm.
yourself. You're also very empathic. Meaning you pick up people's feelings.
Mm-hmm, right.
And I do see you having dreams about exactly what you... Actually, they're saying, rephrase, they're saying, you have had dreams exactly what you're supposed to be doing. And you're just holding yourself back.
Mm. Okay.
If you want clearer messages,
mm-hmm.
ask for them. Say,
okay.
I see there's something, but I'm not getting it. It's just not connecting with me. Rephrase it, reshow it, something.
Okay. All right, very good. I'll do that. But you're not picking up anything like a...
You know, right now, the only thing I'm getting is art.
Art?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Something related to art mm-hmm. is the only thing I'm getting.
Mm, well, because it brings me so much joy, you know, and it's very healing for me. So.
And you have a very... You have a passion for it, so that's something you should be thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
Because wherever your heart and your joy is, that's what you should be doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, well, thank you, and thanks for telling me that my friend's going to be okay, because
yeah,
it was
no
a
worries.
Major surgery.
Just put a smile on your face and send her love and light, because that's doing that, she's going to be fine.
Okay.
Like I said, just a slight infection, a slight fever, I see it just being cleared up.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Jennifer. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Jackie. I appreciate you listening.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And we have Leanne from Louisiana on the line.
Hey there. How you doing?
Just fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, thank you for calling and listening in. So what is your question?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I wanted to see if I could get some input on, I was wanting to make a career move,
mm-hmm.
and I kind of put my finger on something I've been praying for a long time because I couldn't find something that I really wanted to do.
Right.
I can't do anything unless I really want to do it, and I'm excited about it. And I found something, I'm just wondering if I could be successful with it.
All I'm getting is go for it.
Go for it.
Go for it.
Because it's a long, I mean, most people would say the odds were pretty stacked against me.
So, what do you say?
I don't care what most people think.
So why are you even mentioning that? Because
well, I've been praying for the next step, you know, and I just really want to do it, and they're saying go for it, huh?
Go for it. Just
okay.
Go for it.
And,
you've got the passion for it. You've got the information you need. You've got everything going for you. Go for it.
Awesome. Okay, should I say what it is?
If you want to. There's some people that say keep it silent and just go for it. That puts more power. Some people say it, state your intentions, and then go for it. It's,
right.
If you feel it's the right thing to say it, then say it. I'm not going to say one way or another, because to me it's an individual thing.
Sure. Okay. And then also, I'm wondering if there is a, you know, like a partner or a soulmate for me, because I've been single for a while.
Yeah, and I do see somebody coming in, but I'm not seeing it to the fall, because you're going to be busy with the new project.
Sure.
I'm seeing October.
I've been single for a long time.
I understand that. But I'm seeing October.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Any traveling?
Yes.
In my future?
Yes. I see
awesome.
You traveling quite a few places, actually.
That's what I was hoping to do.
Then you're doing it. You set the intention, and it's being created for you.
Right. I have. And then I guess what stumps me sometimes is I'll put my finger on something that I want, and I'll picture it in my mind, and I'll intend it. And then you got to wait.
Yeah, that divine timing thing is not always the funnest thing to do.
It's not.
It's just like, please, come on, enough already.
Like, I want it now.
Yeah, and as soon as you say now, they say, well, maybe not. And it slows down the process the more you want
it.
That's why that letting go thing that Christina was talking about is really the best thing.
Gosh, it's hard to do, because then you think, oh, they think you're not serious.
No, actually,
that's my thought.
But that's your thought. In their mind, it's like, okay, you're trusting me with this. You're trusting, the universe is being trusted with your baby. Uh-huh. We're going to help you make it do it. And you just need to be aware enough of the steps that come forward that you need to take.
Right.
That's the part that messes people up. They say, well, I didn't see anything. And it's like, were you aware that those steps were there? Because you have to, even though you've let it go,
mm-hmm.
little things, little pieces of it are going to come to you, and you got to be able to know, yes. And they're going to say, go for this, and you got to go for it. And a lot of people just says, am I supposed to really? I'm not sure about this. And
right.
And it's that hesitation. It's, well, maybe they don't want it. And everything just disappears, and then they wonder why they didn't get it. And it's those little hesitations. You can change everything with one doubt.
But yeah, I'm working on that.
Yeah, you always have that doubt. Not always. They're correcting me. But if things are going slower than you want, it's because you're throwing out hesitations.
So when the pieces pop up, act is what they're saying. Just act. Don't question it.
Yes. If your body is saying go for it, don't hesitate. Go for it.
Okay. Because something did pop up, a class that would teach me how to do what I want to do, and that hesitation popped up. Maybe I shouldn't go with this teacher. Maybe I should wait for another one to pop up. You know?
What was wrong with this teacher?
Nothing. I just wanted to make sure I had the money. And I'm hoping the money's going to be there when it, you know, because it's coming up pretty soon.
Okay.
Be able to go do it.
Repeat after me.
Okay.
All the money I need for everything that I need is taken care of.
I'm writing this down. Everything I need is taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
I say affirmations like that all the time.
But you're not believing them.
Yeah, I am. I do, but I believe.
Okay, let me rephrase that. I understand that you believe it, but do you know it? Are you really knowing it and trusting it?
Yeah, I guess maybe I'm not trusting it because I'm thinking, well, what if they don't, you know, you always kind of look at it as they, you know, God, the angels, the universe, whatever. Are they really going to do it?
and as their messenger, I'm saying, they're saying, are you really going to go through with it? Because you're the one that's hesitating. They have no problem supplying everything you want.
Uh-huh.
It's your doubt within yourself, about yourself. It's not really them you're doubting. It's yourself.
Interesting. That's a good way to look at it.
So stop doubting yourself. That's why being fearless is awesome. That's the way to truly be. Because if you're fearless, then you know everything's fine. It's all good?
All good.
It's all good.
Anything else that maybe pops up that I didn't ask that might need to be revealed?
Okay. Are you an owner of a cat?
I'm not.
Okay. Then you have an animal spirit around you that is a cat. And cat is independence. It's that sure-footedness. When they fall, they always end up right set up. Know that you're always going to land on your feet.
Mm-hmm.
That's the vision they keep showing me, is that you are going to land on your feet. Trust it. Know it. Don't just believe it. Know that you're always going to land on your feet.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty cool. So just throw it up in the air, go for it.
Yeah, and if you have any doubts, think of that cat. Just say, all right, cat spirit, let's come on.
That's
I'm a
good.
Cat,
I'm
and
I'm always going to be a cat tattoo. to remind me of that. All right. I appreciate you helping me.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening.
All right. I know you probably have other callers, so I'll pop out here.
Okay. Thank you, Leanne.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We have Kenya or Kenya?
It's Kenya.
From British Columbia?
It's Kenya.
Are you on the... I'm sorry?
Kenya.
Kenya. I apologize.
No, he is in Tom, Kenya.
And what is your
question?
K-E-N-Y-A.
My question is, I was wondering if you can tell me what my spirit guide's name is and if there's any messages for me.
Actually, I have many spirit guides. Right now, I see about a group of 10 people.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That are around you.
Okay.
They are saying the name Michael.
Yeah.
Is the name that you can call them.
Yeah.
Messages is definitely you're on the right path.
Okay.
Your heart is opening wider every day. It's expanding.
Okay.
They're very happy with your progress. And they're saying, what questions do you have for them?
Oh, dear. Well, I guess I've always had what I've called a sixth sense. And it's becoming stronger. I went on a spiritual retreat in Sedona last year and had quite a huge awakening, instantaneous one.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering what my, I guess, what gifts I can expect to expand this year.
It would be easier to say what's not.
Okay.
In
other words, it's going to be a wild ride?
Yeah, it's going to be a wild ride.
Okay.
And understand you asked for this.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, sometimes I'm just like, oh, what's going on? But it's like, no, you asked for this. And
yeah.
And I'm very excited. I'm kind of like, I'm still a little bit in the dark, and I'm just kind of each day, you know, learning. I'm trying to just be more and just relax and just kind of
right.
go with it rather than I've been worried about it, wanting to know more, and I think it's best that I just sit back and be, and I think I'll be guided the way.
Definitely. And the more you're in the stillness and the more you just relax and be,
yeah,
the more you are guided, the more you're trusting, and the more you're present.
Right.
To what they have to say.
Okay.
But, yeah, you are expanding in many, many huge ways.
Right on. Well, I'm excited for it. As, you know, as frightening and, you know, and as hard as it can be, sometimes I know that there's just, you know, it's for the greater good of all, and I'm really, you know, happy to be a part of that.
A couple tips for you that they're saying, make sure you ground yourself more.
Okay.
Make sure you clear your energy,
okay.
because you're so sensitive now, you're collecting a lot of energy and a lot of interest, meaning people who like to suck energy. If you suddenly get really tired,
yeah,
just clear your energy because you have a vampire that's just decided your light's so bright it needs to be dimmed.
Right. And how exactly do I clear my energy? I know how to ground myself.
Okay. There's several ways. The quickest way that I have found is drinking a little water with some sea salt.
Oh, okay.
With the intention of clearing any energy that is not mine or
right.
for my highest good.
Right.
I tend to get relief from that. Sea salt baths are always great. You can sage yourself, you know, smudge yourself with sage.
Yeah. Yeah, I
do. Is a great way.
Yeah.
But grounding yourself.
Should I be smudging on a daily basis, like clearing myself on a daily basis?
They're saying weekly, not
okay.
daily.
Okay, weekly. Okay.
Clearing your energy, yes, but smudging, do it. There's a variety of way of clearing.
Right.
Smudging's just one, and you should do your house, like, every week. Like, just choose a day, and every day, that's
right.
just part of the routine.
Yeah.
Sunday's always a good day for that.
Yeah. Okay.
So, but they're saying grounding and clearing. Because
okay.
you are getting very, very bright with your light.
Right.
If
okay.
they're also saying, if they're turning on the power, shall we say,
yeah.
a little too fast, tell them to filter it.
Okay.
You are in control of how much you're getting as fast as you're getting.
Right.
Okay. So don't say, okay, bring it on, bring it on. And then get overwhelmed by it, because that's not
right.
going to do you any good. You need
right.
time to adjust and align to it.
Right. Okay. Wow. Well, thank you so much, Jennifer. That was really some excellent tips for me.
Thank you.
I really
thank you very much
it.
For listening.
And I'm going to go check out your website right away as well.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank
very
you so much. Have a great night.
You too. And for anybody who is interested, the website is angelsintuition.com. There is a lot of information on there to help you out. And I'm adding more. I try and put something new on it every week, every day, as much as possible, because there is so much information. There also are some wonderful links to some other wonderful healers and metaphysical people that are out there that can help you out with even more information. And that's one thing that is really something you need to understand. If you read something and it doesn't feel right, then it's not right for you. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's the lesson of discernment. If it resonates with you, right on. Hold it. Make peace with it. Do what you wish. And there are certain people that I really like reading, and then some people I don't like to read. There's just something about their message that just doesn't hit me quite the same as it does. Some of my friends absolutely love the same people that I just, it doesn't resonate with me, and that's fine. But use your own discernment. Just because somebody says, this person says the truth, if it doesn't feel right to you, then don't feel pressured to do it, to believe it, to trust it. Know that your heart, your gut is your best guidance. If you feel something's up, then something's up. Trust it. Both positive and negative. And the one thing you really need to understand also is that we are really in a huge shift. And I know I've been talking about this for months, and I also want to, my guides are saying, remind them, in May, real quick, Mercury goes into retrograde starting on the 6th, and it's through the month. And it goes into its home planet of Gemini. So it's a really strong time for communication and understanding how you're communicating, but also understanding that you're going to possibly have some problems with communication. And we have Helene from New York. Do you have a question, Helene?
I do. I'm feeling like really stagnant, and I don't know, I just don't want to move and do anything. So any advice or insight you could give me, or any messages that come through, I'd really appreciate.
Actually, that brings up exactly what I was talking about, so I'll go right into it. Right now, because of the gap that we're in right now, a lot of people are feeling stagnant, and it's almost like a resting period before we take off running. So don't beat yourself up. Don't try and force anything. If you feel like doing something, you get inspired to do something, do it. Try and keep care of your body. Try and exercise. Drink plenty of water right now. But do take time to meditate, to rest, to take care of you. Make sure people that you ground every day, because grounding really does give you energy. I'm getting that you've got a lot of people around you that are really taking advantage of your good energy. So clearing your energy really good would help you.
Okay.
Because I'm picking up three people that are, like, sucking your energy a lot. They don't want you to move forward.
Well, I can't tell you. I literally wasted the entire day. It's crazy.
Yeah. So those are the main things that I'm getting for you is just, mm-hmm. And they keep saying she needs to drink more water.
Okay.
And watch your diet and exercise. That will keep your energy up. Those are the main things they're saying for you. But don't push yourself. If nothing's coming for you to do it, don't push yourself. Because the timing just isn't quite right. Things come in baby steps. If you just do baby steps along the way, things will start moving much faster. Because if things are just, everything is just in a holding pattern right now. So don't feel like you're not doing anything. It's okay. You're going to be okay. You're not messing up. Just, it's time just to gather all the bits of information before you take off. Does that answer your question, Helene?
It does. It helps quite a bit.
Good.
Yeah. Do you see anything else or anything financial for me? Change in finances?
Finances are going to change probably more so the end of June and July. That's when I see things really moving for you.
Okay.
I know things are tight. Mm-hmm. Leave me. It's tight for a lot of people in this holding pattern. And it's just hold tight, do the best you can. Things are going to shift. And things will be turning around in a very positive way. Just do what you need to do, but don't force anything. Okay?
All righty. That makes me feel better.
Good.
I'm drinking more water and clearing.
I'm glad that helps.
Yeah, it does. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you. You have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, we're coming to the end of the hour. And I do want to say thank you very much. If you have any questions, please feel free to email me again through my website, angelsintuition.com. Or if that's being messed up and you need to get in touch with me, you can always write jen@jenniferhillman.com. And I will get that email and I will answer you as fast as I can. If you want to set up a time for a reading, information is on my website on how to do it. I absolutely love doing one-on-one readings, so please consider that. So with all that being said, and next week I will be probably taking more questions. I'm lining up more guests right now. I'm checking to see what Spirit wants me to go. So as far as I know, I will be back on next time to answer your questions. And with that, this is Jennifer Hillman, hoping with each breath of your air, you gain new insights and information. Till next time, many blessings and good night.